kneels at the resurrection. God was at the resurrection. Here's a try, here's a try, here's a try, here's a try. Triune Godhead, triune Godhead. Well, in Acts 3:26, it says that the Father was the one who raised the Son. But what do you think of this? John 2:19 says it was Jesus. Romans 8:11 says it was the Spirit. I can't forget those. No, no, no. Oh, hey, hey, hey. 'Cause that's what it says. God was at the earth's creation. God was at the earth's creation. There's a try, here's a try, here's a try, here's a try. Triune Godhead, triune Godhead. In Colossians 1:16, well, it calls the Son Creator, but the Spirit was on the scene. In Genesis 1:2, in the same verse in Hebrews, says the Father made everything. I can't forget those. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. 'Cause that's what it says. God was at the Great Commission. God was at the Lord's baptism. There's a try, here's a try, here's a try, here's a try. Triune Godhead, triune Godhead. When he sent him out to the world, in Matthew 28 it said to baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Luke 3:21, it says that there was all three when Jesus was baptized. You see, I can't forget those. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. 'Cause that's what it says. I can't forget the triune Godhead. God was at the resurrection. The earth's creation, the Great Commission, the Lord's baptism. I can't forget those.
No, Apologetics, no, no. With an X, here to satisfy your appetite for some great rock classics that have been slightly altered through parody by those masters of the art, Apologetics. Jay Jackson's the guy who writes all those lyrics and sings them, as well as joins me each week for this show, Apologetics with an X, on your favorite radio station. Howdy, Jay.
Howdy, Jerry. How you doing?
Doing good, bro. What did we just hear?
Boy, yeah, it's amazing. It's been a whole year now since our very first show. It's our 53rd show today, you know, and we started off today with a classic from 1965, the Rolling Stones, Satisfaction. Our version is called Triune Godhead. That's a song we actually first did as Apologetics in 94, but that version is much better. It's the one that we just did in 2018. Then we're going to follow that up with another song that we just did in 2018. It's called Going to Forget Our Bad Deeds, which is a parody of Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from the movie The Breakfast Club. After that, we have a parody of the Raspberries classic Go All the Way. So it's called Show Us the Way. It's taken from The Last Supper. The song after that is a Badfinger parody. Their debut hit, no matter what. And this is called You're Mad at What? And after that, we have You Made Me, So There You Had Me, which is a parody of You Made Me, So There You Had Me by Red Cross too.
Struggle and doubt, heaven could ever fail. now yet. The Lord's grace is real and it's strong. He knows our tendencies that we are working on. No change can pull us from God. After Christ gets into your heart, baby, don't you go fret about these. Don't. He's going to forget our bad deeds. When you sin abruptly, look God's way, you're never ugly. Grace keeps calling, grace keeps calling. Now. Will you recognize, please? Toddlers, they don't walk upright. They keep falling, they keep falling. Down. His command, I quote Hebrews 8:12, 1st and then 10:17. It's a surety God's going to forget our bad deeds. How will you know? Glance here at Romans 8. Told you straight from the start. God put a spirit there in your heart, baby.
God's way, you're never ugly. Grace keeps calling. my opinion when it's his command. I quote Hebrews 8:12, first and then 10:17. It's a surety God's going to forget our bad deeds. How will you know? Glance here at Romans 8. He told you straight from the start. God put a spirit there in your heart, baby. Don't you go fret about these. Don't. He's going to forget about these. Cause he wants them white when you call Christ's name. Yes, he wants them.
got some letters from the true God. You are to review. You're mad at what you do. I would love to read aloud Romans 7 with you now, so you know what's true. Rock on with old St. Paul. He recorded it all. Plus Romans 8, 'cause he could see what we go through. You should slip and fall, then Christ forgives if you do, but he will free both you and me from this disease. Though matters may move so, there will always be his grace. 1 Corinthians 1:8 shows, oh bro, he's got you.
wanna thank you, Lord. Every phase of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me show where you'd have me, 'cause I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you daily, thank you plainly, thank you greatly, thank you crazily.
Apologetics with an X. We just added a large listening audience from the UK, Jay, starting out with year number two here. Well, we're pretty excited about that. Thank you, Cornerstone Christian Radio, for adding Apologetics with an X, and to everyone else airing our show and those listening, we thank you as well.
Yeah, that's really amazing. You know, I have five kids, and my middle daughter, Kelly, has autism, and she says some unusual things sometimes. I'm reading the Bible with her, and this week when she would pronounce certain things, she'd say, "and," and it would be words that have just an "a" sound with an "a," and she'd do "on," she'd say, "Well, that's how the English people do it." And I said, "Are we English?" And she said, "We speak English." So to the British listeners, I hope they'll appreciate that. So the first song we're going to, in the spirit of Kelly there, the first song we're going to spoof today is called Tasty Plod. Actually, it's called Tasty Plan, the Verity of Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. And ironically, although I didn't plan it this way, if you listen to the original version, they're Canadians, the Men Without Hats, and there are some people who say dogs in that song, so they're showing off their roots at British territory there originally. Anyway, after that, we have a song called God's Presence, which is a parody of Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day, talking about the test of whether you're a Christian or not. You know, the Bible said that. Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said, you could test yourself to see if you're in the faith or not. Listen to the song and you'll find out what the test is. The song after that is called Child of God, parody of Earth, Wind, and Fire's Shining Star. And after that, we have a song called Holy Land, which is a parody of Hold My Hand from the huge Hootie and the Blowfish album Cracked Rear Review back in the mid-90s.
Yes, they just eat green, white, take, plant. If you want to, you can eat yours, then eat mine. 'Cause your friends want plants and meat, they won't chance. Well, there's no sense in trying. I said, we can grow veggie fun foods, a tasty stay is just divine. And we can act like it's something out of this world. The leafy greens are hard to find. And eat some plants. You want to with your vegan friends online, 'cause your friends post as a carnivorous rants. Well then, don't censor mine. I say, we can go where we want to, the places they will never dine. And if we like stuff that comes from cows and fish, birds, and even pigs, God knows in mine. And eat some plants. We can do what we want to, lots of yummy foods to try. And we could just eat meat, but our hearts have to beat, so we might not want that big ribeye. I say, eat some kelp if you want to, if you don't, nobody will. And you can actually prove the tofu is a food, and eat the moss on your windowsill. I say, eat some plants, eat some plants, get your greens out of a bowl. Eat some plants, food isn't for your soul. Eat some plants, 790 months will enhance. Eat some plants, everybody's taking a stand. Tasty plants, oh tasty plants, yes tasty plants.
Just green, white, 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 Read an Acts if you want proof. See what 10:15 describes. And Romans 14:2-3. Then we've got a doozy for Timothy 4:3-5. See, read some rats if you want to. You can ignore Genesis 9. Because your friends don't fancy things the Lord says, and there's no sense in trying. I say, eat some plants, eat some plants. Ever think out of the bowl? Eat some plants, eat some plants. Your food is in for your soul. Eat some plants, eat some plants. Check in 1 Corinthians 10. Eat some plants, eat some plants. 25 and straight through the end. And will you take a glance at what you 16 cents? Colossians. Oh, it's a great affair. For when we taste your friends who love the tasty plants. Yeah, the tasty plants. It's tasty plants. Well, it's tasty plants. Well, it's tasty plants. Oh, it's tasty plants. Oh, it's tasty plants.
Another sermon point, you bored, you hit the road. I'm glad the Bible gives a test of where you'll go. So take the test, is its presence in your life? It's in the second book of Corinthians 13:5. It's socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life. So make a note of that, you still can change your mind. Take it off the shelf, read Romans 10 verse 9. Fucking the heavenlies, your test is on file. You're on this earth for a very short while. It's socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life. Socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life. It's socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life.
Body quick and strong, yeah. move, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So pay it for yourself and me. I've been inventing some adversity.
Jesus Christ is greater than. Oh, you hiss and kiss up everything. You're a child of God. No matter who you're not, we're the pride to be. Jesus, you and me, you're a child of God. No matter who you're not, we're the pride to be. Jesus, you and me, you're a child of God. No matter who you're not, we're the pride to be. Jesus, you and me,
child of God, though you can't see. What your like and soon will be. Child of God, though you can't see. What your like and soon will be. 5 verse John 3, 2 and read. And Philippians 2, 15.
When the Lord above plants some land for thee, some ground for me. We'll take the land together. We'll take the promised land. 'Cause God's got a land for you. Ah, a land that He promised you. Yes, today, choose who you plan to serve.
Oh, other land.
Well, this is Apologetics with an X, sharing with you from the 600-plus library of parody tunes from the 50s to the present, as only Apologetics can do. And, Jay, I bet there are a few fans out there who would really like to pick up some of your songs. How could they purchase them?
I have no idea. There's ways you can do that. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Amazon MP3, Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify. You can go to just about any download service, or you can get it straight to source. Go to us at apologetics.com. Just remember, we spell it apologetics with an act.com. And what we come coming up, some of the songs you can find at those outlets, Jerry, are The Bible Countdown, which is a parody of The Final Countdown by Europe, and a song called You've Got a Text. A parody of You've Got a Friend by James Taylor, and finally a parody of Peter Frampton's song Baby I Love Your Way. It's called Haggai Led the Way. It's from the Book of Haggai. Not a lot of songs about the Book of Haggai. This is one of them.
and you need a cell phone plan where nothing will cost you a roaming price. Hold the line, I think you need Acts 2 verse 21. So listen up, Peter gives smart advice. You just call on the name of the Lord who is the I Am. He'll come right in, oh yeah baby, and free you from sin. You slip, stumble, or fall, all you got to do is call, and you'll see there, yeah, 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 you've got a text. If there's scars upon and your heart is full of doubts, and you don't know where to begin to go, seek your heavenly Savior and call Christ's name out loud now. You'll find He's not knocking upon your door. You just call on that name, and you know who is the I Am. Look up Romans, go get that mail, read chapter 10. Sums up it all, yeah. Now you got the news from Paul, and you'll see there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a text which Peter received from Joel? Refer to Joel 2:32. He'll save your soul if you'll let Him. Oh yes, won't you let Him? You just call on Christ's name, and for whosoever does that, He'll come right in to free you from sin. Oh baby, don't you know now? Check with Saint Peter or Paul. They know all you got to do is call. The Lord will be there, yes He will. You've got a text. You've got a text, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a text? Ain't it good to know you've got a text? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a text.
Peggy! He shattered Jerusalem across the way. In 70 years they returned to their
some diatribes. Brother Peggy, I would prophesy four times never needed. Wonders and signs, so don't hesitate, 'cause you're
we're about to put the wraps on another week of Apologetics with an X, Jay. We hope you'll join us again next week in this time slot. I can't do it without you, of course. But for some more awesome parodies from Apologetics, let us know you're listening out there. And how might they do that, Jay?
Sure. Well, you can contact the guys at Angle 95, or you can contact us directly. Just send it to jay@apologetics.com. Just the letter J. I spell it just a J. And Apologetics with an X. So jay@apologetics.com. Or you can contact us on Facebook, too, and just go to Apologetics on Facebook. And what we're going to do to butt your whistle with some more music is parody about Jonah. We've done a number of parodies about Jonah. I think we've done four over the years. Got one for just about every generation. Got one for the 60s and one from the 80s. And two from the 70s, but this one's from the early 70s. It's a parody of Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. It's called Man on the Run. After that, we have a Genesis parody of Abacab. It's called Malachi, about the last book of the Old Testament.
Inside this poor way, sitting by his liver, where is Jacques Cousteau at? Times like this, why you, John?
get out of here.
My bed. I hope.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.